Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, if you are looking to earn more, work less, get the time and money freedom that you've been looking for, you, my friend, are in the right place. If you love the podcast, love the YouTube channel, but want more than just 20-minute chunks of amazingness, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all of our fantastic resources. I've got a webinar I just put up on the five shifts you need to make that is super fantastic. We've got lots of podcasts, videos. There's a Facebook group. If you want to hang out with us live, we do a couple live events a month. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get details on our next live event where you can hang out with me, Natalie, and your fellow Elite Cleaning Nation folks. Today, we are chatting with a return guest, Boris Vuhovnich. I knew I was going to say wrong. I want to say Vuhovnich, but I'm not. So I'm going to try it, and then you can correct me afterwards. Boris Vuhovnich from Westmaids Cleaning Services. These folks have been serving the Calgary, Canada area for the last 2 years. I just learned, apparently, Calgary's right above Montana if you're in the States. If you want to reach out to Boris and his team, you can get a hold of him at www.westmaids.com. Boris, welcome to the show. How do I do on the name, my friend?
Thanks, Mike. Pretty close. This is Vuhovnich.
Vuhovnich. Dad, gummit. I knew it wasn't anyway, Vuhovnich. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. The Boris is easy. The Vuhovnich will get you. That was a tricky one, man.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
So tell us before we jump into my pleasure. Before we jump into the coaching, tell us a little bit about your business. How long have you been in business? How many employees you got? Just give us a little bit about your world, and then we'll see if we can help you some.
Yeah, so we started Westmaids, organizing the company probably in November, about 2 years ago, and then launched end of November, got our first customer in the last week there. And basically the way it's set up is that the cleaning is subcontracted out. We just kind of went with the IC model, just having seen, you know, different people's experiences, whatnot. So we're currently sitting at 19 teams. They're not all two-person teams. It depends kind of on how the contractor works, whether they have a partner or not, whatever. And then we do have an operations manager as well. So at this point, myself nor my co-founder actually are in the field at all day to day, which is nice. But that's pretty much it. Like, we've gone, you know, from starting 2 years ago to 400 cleans a month, bunch of recurring customers. So it's been a crazy journey.
Yeah, for 2 years, that's a heck of a lot of work in a very short amount of time, man. Good on you. Love to hear members of Cleaning Nation doing so well. So what's going on in your world? How can I help you get farther faster today?
Yeah, so the issue right now is we were looking at expanding to another city, but we don't really know how to go about that because there's no one there to oversee it, right? We don't necessarily need to be even in Calgary all the time, but there are instances where, you might have to jump in to solve those issues. So I'm just wondering, you know, if you are looking to expand elsewhere, like, how would you, I guess, make that transition?
Beautiful. Great question. I love it. So let's start with, and I'm going to answer your question either way, right? So the first question I always want to get to is, what are your goals, and is expanding to another city the quickest way to get to your goals? Because a lot of times people kind of have this wanderlust and they just want to expand, but it's really not the quickest way. And again, I'm going to answer your question either way. So don't worry if I'm like, hey, in my opinion, I don't think you're ready, I'll still walk over it. But I still want to give you and Cleaning Nation the same process. So what are your goals for the next 12 months for your company?
I guess kind of the big hairy goal, if you want to call it, is hitting that $1 million mark for the year. Mm-hmm. So right now we're looking at, I think we have to increase revenue by 20-25% to do that, on a monthly basis.
Okay.
So it's kind of just our big goal, right? Kind of a philosophical goal or psychological, but.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
to get to the next level.
$1 million a year looks suspiciously $85,000 a month if you say you're.
That's right. So it's $82,222, which is weird.
Yeah, so totally fine. And you say you're 20-25% short of that, so it sounds like we're probably around the $60,000-$70,000 range, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And that's doing about 400 cleans. So
that's right.
The first and foremost thing I would do is, by the way, if your sole answer is, I want to go to another city because I want to and I'm the owner, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if your goal is, hey, I really want to hit $1 million and I just want the straightest line from here to there, then that's going to be a different kettle of fish. So as an owner, that's a beautiful thing. If we just want to go because we want to go, that's fine. I have no beef with that. The only beef I have is when people want one thing, but they do something that is counter to that. So if, let me just grab my phone here and do a little bit of quick math. If you've got, you said you're doing about 400 cleans a month.
That's right.
And you said, what, about 65,000? Is that close to your average monthly?
Yeah. It kind of goes from like 59, 65 last couple months. So
we'll call it 62. Try and hit you right in the middle, divided by 400. Sure, yeah. All right. So we're about 155 bucks a clean. So if I want to get to 85,000, divided by 155, 85,000 divided by 155, I'm looking at 550 cleanings. So we need to pick up another 150 cleanings per month. Does that sound okay? Mm-hmm. And most of your stuff, I'm assuming, is recurring, not one time, correct?
That's right. So I think we're in the, I think it's 72% recurring right now. So
beautiful. Okay. So the way I'm going to go is, all right, well, I need 150 new clients to get my goal. If you feel like you have hit, for me, 10% is saturation. Not that you can't get 15 or 20% of market share, even more than that. But I feel like we can get 10% pretty easily. That's what I would consider the low hanging fruit. Do you have a niche in Calgary, okay, or is it just anybody that's got a house and a fistful of cash?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. So we use like the Launch 27 booking software. And so basically that whole flat rate model kind of works up until like 2,500, 3,000 square feet. Cause then the house proportions get out of whack. So I guess anyone with, you know, like a medium / smaller apartment house is kind of our target, I guess.
Okay. So what I'd probably do first is some demographic information and go, well, how much of our niche have we saturated? So if our goal is 550 cleans per month, that would be 5,500 houses that we would need in our niche to be able to serve that. I'm guessing Calgary has ever so slightly more than 5,500 houses that you can serve. Okay.
So
the short answer is, I promise you, just for everyone else out there that hates when I do this, I'm going to answer your question. But if we were doing one-on-one coaching, I go, what's your goal, Boris? If you and your partner want to have fun and you think it's sexy to be in two towns, or three or 100, then God bless you. Let's do that. But if your goal is $1 million, hopefully it's becoming pretty clear that the straight line to $1 million is not opening in another city. Fair or not fair?
Right. Yep.
Okay, cool. So first and foremost, get clarity on your goals. Is your goals to have a big, sexy business that you just think it's fun? And again, no, please don't hear me judging or being sarcastic. I'm that guy,
yeah, of
right?
course.
I've always, I shouldn't say I've always, but often I've done things that are not for the fastest growth. It's just because they're fun. It's my business. I don't want to do it. But I just want to be clear, right? I want to be clear, like, hey, this is going to hinder my growth and actually make it harder and slower to get to $1 million. But damn it, the sex appeal for me of having a regional company is greater than fast growth. So just get clear with your partner what you really want. And if $1 million is the key, then let's just realize, well, shoot, all we need is 150 clients per month. And that's probably about it. That's 1,000% easier in a town that we already have a bunch of traction. Deal?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Now let's say we didn't do that math, or you said, screw that noise, Mike. I don't care. My goal is not $1 million. I just want to have a business in a couple different markets. Help me do that. We'll now answer that question. So first of all, how far away have you already identified the market that you want to move into?
I guess probably like the closest city that makes sense is about 3 hours away.
By car?
I mean, it's like, you know, you could do a day. Yeah, by car. So you could do a day trip.
Okay.
But
cool. So we do have a city
last minute.
Is it fairly big? Cause again, obviously we don't want to do all this headache and not be able to double or triple.
Yeah. It's should be around like 800,000 people. So a little smaller than Calgary.
Still plenty big.
Good sized city.
Yeah. Plenty big.
Yeah.
Okay. So the three things that every business needs, whether it's a cleaning business or anything else, we all do the three same things. We sell or manufacture a product or service. That's a third of the business. We deliver that product or service. If you're buying it, we have to buy and sell. If it's a service, we have to hire the folks and deliver it. And then we have to count for everything. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. So when you move, those are the three systems that you're going to have to export to this new place. So let's hit and let's go in the order that I'd want to see them done. Believe it or not, I want to get the employee attraction system down first, right? It's a lot of people think we need customers first, but unless you're going to be cleaning, we need employees first.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. It's easier to sign up an employee, say we'll have customers the next X amount of time, harder to sign up customers. I guess it's chicken and the egg, but the employee can be a little harder. Currently where you're at, off air, you had mentioned your hiring system's not locked, but effective. You're doing really well in that. Do you have a system for it, or is it just you and your partner kind of hustling?
I mean, yeah, I would call it a system because we kind of do the same thing every time we need somebody. And basically, the key really is just that we work with the cleaners, like as a partnership.
Well, but I mean the client so, attraction. You know, like, how do they get a hold of you? How do they know that you exist?
Oh, sorry, for clients.
No, I still mean customer. I just misspoke. But not that you're talking about once you have a relationship, you're telling me why that's working. But I'm talking about how do you turn strangers into people that want to give you their most or rent you their most precious asset, their time.
Okay. So you're talking about the actual cleaners, though, right? I think I'm confused on.
Yep, cleaners.
Okay. I mean, we just try to write like a really nice kind of like a hiring page on like Indeed or our version of Craigslist. And basically just sell that idea that like we will basically... The gist is that we will do the marketing for you to do a good job, and we'll keep feeding you clients, right? And then we just make it clear that we'll work with them and collaborate and ensure that they're satisfied.
Got it. That said, you have that? That's not a system. That's a hiring ad. That's the startings of a system. So,
right?
Do we have numbers in terms of if we run this ad in this publication, we get this many applicants, this many inquiries, or this many applicants, this many interviews, and this many hires or starts? And of the starts, here's how many are still with us in 30, 60, 90 days.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, each time we do a hiring ad, it's probably like, I don't know, 200-300 that apply. And of those, very few actually meet the requirements we have to even discuss the role.
So that's going to be that's going to be step one, just because we've only got a short amount of time to make sure we get through everything. So step one is to turn your outline of a hiring system. Because again, right now, I'm guessing the system is Boris or his partner fill in the blanks when something tricky happens or we've got to make a decision or it's not something we can hand off to other people. It doesn't happen on its own, right? So we want to really systematize what you're doing now in terms of here are the four lead sources that we get. Here's that, you know, if we run an ad for a week, here's how many applicants we get, or here's how many applicants, here's how many interviews we conduct. And of those interviews, here's how many offers, here's how many starts, and here's how many starts we need to get one fully functional team. Once you've got those numbers, of course, 3 hours away, it might be a little different, but it's not going to be wildly different, right? So we want to have a funnel that works pretty consistently, good weeks, bad weeks, we know what we can expect. So you want to start with a system for hiring. And it sounds like you've got a great start, but there's one thing when you're there and you can kind of do the work, the system that either a strong employer or strong system. When we go to another city and no one's going to be there, the system needs to be really strong because Boris and his partner aren't going to be there to kind of fill in the blanks. That makes sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Cool. Same with client attraction. Do we have stats in terms of how many inquiries, bids, and sales we get per month and the source that they come from and kind of what our cost per lead, cost per sale is?
Yeah, so no and yes.
Okay.
So basically, I guess part of the reason we're looking at expanding as well is because basically like 99% of our leads come just through Google search. Like we rank really well. And so we determine we could actually rank relatively easily elsewhere as well. So in terms of calls, we don't actively track how many are coming from Google, but just from the fact that where else we're doing it, we can tell that very few leads actually come from other than Google. So that's kind of the main lead generation for us there.
So
organic search.
Before I move to a second city, because obviously there's exposure, right? The more cities we're in, the more overhead employees, just, I don't say risk, quite frankly. I get super nervous when one customer is more than about 15% of my business. I feel the exact same way on lead flow. If one lead source is more than 15% of my business, if and when Google hits you with the Google slap, changes their algorithm, how they do business, you know, a tectonic shift takes place and all of a sudden Bing takes over the world or, you know, some other thing that we haven't foreseen, and that's 90% of our business, we're done. And if we're in two cities, that we've just exacerbated that problem. So I'd probably address that first. I want a really good lead flow that I trust day in, day out. And I've got multiple lead sources, and I can, and multiple scalable lead sources, right? Google, like you said, it's tough to scale in the market that you're in, without going to another market, which isn't always ideal. So instead of trying to scale my one lead source and leverage it even further right now, when we're already kind of leveraged to the hilt, I'm going to probably try and work out some other lead sources that are, repeatable, scalable, dependable before I hit another market. Does that make sense?
Yep, definitely.
Cool. So the two big systems you need to be able to export, and which means they need to be locked and loaded in your area, are client attraction, employee attraction. That's why I have the Clean Profit Method. If you guys want more information on that, go to the growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get the Five Shifts webinar. It's totally free. We'll walk you through that. Finally, the last system you're going to need, which this is the nice part because you don't have to export it, is the accounting. And I don't talk about this a lot in on the podcast because, not that it's not important, it's just it doesn't take a lot of work. In, you know, I had a car dealership where the accounting and the accounting things was a bear, just a lot of work. With
probably
our,
pretty complicated, yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculously complicated. It is beautiful. The beautiful thing is it is not complicated in our space, right? It's very easy.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely, yeah.
That's the one thing I wouldn't export at all. I would probably have all of my accounting continue to run through. You know, I'd set up my P&L. With income and expenses, you know, broken down by location, but I would have all my collections and payables done out of the home office. So that one is probably the one that you need the least amount of systems. You just, cause you just keep doing it and really nothing changes. You just do the same thing. Since you're not like physically, hopefully, taking cash or paying, paying your bills in cash.
Yeah. We definitely try to avoid that.
Yeah. Since everything's digital online anyway, we don't have to really worry about that. So that's the last piece.
Exactly,
I would spend, it sounds like from what you've told me, and again, we'd have to talk more to really dive into this, but from what you've told me, it sounds like you're probably 65% of the way there on, the employee traction. And maybe 45%, 35% of the way there on the customer traction, depending on how tolerant you are of risk, right? If you're like, hey, I don't care. I'll ride this party till it's over. And then when it's over, we'll just, you know, shut up shop. Then sure. Yeah. Maybe if you're an SEO rock star, maybe, you know, go do what you do in another town. Just be prepared if and when that changes or stops working or doesn't scale. Just kind of have exit strategy at hand as opposed to being taken aback, if that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, of course. Yep.
Cool. Questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, like that was great. It was kind of wasn't what I was thinking about, which is awesome. That's why I came on. You're right. You know, we have these like pseudo systems, but you're right. They're not like 100% built out where we can be like, here's all the steps to follow. So I think that's really important. Kind of described to really solidify that prior.
Yeah, and the good thing is that's whether you go to stay in one city or in 100, having those systems is absolutely going to serve you. And I think Gerber talks about in his book, The E-Myth, in terms of you want to kind of plan to franchise your business, like you're going to just turn the reins over to other people in dozens of other cities, whether you ever plan to do that or not, just having that system that is just locked down and you have all these systems in terms of, I know exactly how many inquiries, bids, and sales I need to hit my goals. And I know I've got 7 different lead sources and I know how to scale them each. That's just such a gift for your business. And the same thing, of course, on the employee side. And obviously, without patting myself on the back too hard, that's exactly what we do with the Clean Profit Method. I've spent the last 20 years doing that. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com if you want details on that. Okay, enough of me talking. We're going to hit the lightning round. The lightning round is sponsored by our next live event. If you want to hang out with me and 15 other awesome owners for 3 days in Phoenix, automating your entire cleaning company in a big, ridiculous mansion that we spent way too much on, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get the details on that. All right, Boris, we're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best advice you've ever received personally or professionally?
Best advice? I think just to commit to something and get started, because that's the only way you really learn. Like everything, it's happened over the last 2 years. Like if I'd started sooner, I would have figured it out that much sooner. And you can read about everything, but until you actually do it, like you're not actually gonna learn how it all works, right? So, if you're thinking about doing something, you're not really sure, just jump in, start with one thing, and then just one thing at a time, keep going, right?
That is such good feedback. As much as I love this podcast and other podcasts and learning, and they're great, please don't hear me knocking that. Until you pick up any of these tools and do something, total waste of time. Well, I shouldn't say waste of time. It's entertainment only, right? If you enjoy it and have fun, great. That's fine. But you're exactly right. Until you do something, all the learning in the world is just potential energy, not actual energy. Great answer. All right. Question number two. On the flip side, what's the biggest mistake you've made so we can all learn from each other's mistakes and try and make smarter new mistakes?
It's the classic mistake of trying to not necessarily compete, but create a good price for the client. And I knew it was a mistake at the time, and we still did it.
Those are my least favorite, when you know it's wrong, but you just can't stop yourself.
Well, I mean, the problem was like we definitely came in, pretty sharp on the price, so it was a little bit less margin than we would have liked, but the deal size was okay, so I figured if it works out, it'll be fine. Basically ended up costing us $2,500, which sucked. So that was the biggest mistake, where I learned yet again, stick to your rules, right? Like if you have a certain price, don't bend. That's pretty much it.
Well, two things. One, another word for rules is system. So I absolutely couldn't agree. It's kind of on point with what we're talking about. Stick with your system. Number two, if the biggest mistake you've made in your life cost you $2,500, God bless you, my friend. I've made mistakes with lots of zeros on the end. So consider
It
yourself
actually,
lucky.
in the grand scheme, is not that bad, but
No, good
it
Lord,
could have been
no.
worse.
No. I've made $100,000 mistakes. So $2,500,
It's a big mistake.
that's a good Tuesday. All right, man. Last question, just because I personally am fascinated by what other guys and gals that I respect are reading. So, best book that you can recommend to Cleaning Nation that we can all get some value out of?
That's actually a good question because I haven't read in a while and I feel kind of bad because I used to love reading as a kid. But I guess my semi-recommendation is I just started reading this book called Co-Create by David Noor. And basically it talks about how can you bring in your client as a partner, right? So that you're not just selling them a product or a service, you're helping them along a journey where you solve a problem with your product or service. And it's just basically a little bit about that mindset. That's what's called co-create. Like, how do you work with the client together, right? So still working through it, but so far I'm enjoying it.
I've definitely found in any business and venture, the money that you receive, or certainly the profit that you receive, is in direct proportion to the value that you bring. And if you bring a little tiny bit of value to millions of people, like a gas station, you can make money. Or if you bring a massive amount of value to very few people, you can make lots of money. But there definitely does have to be an exchange of value. And if you're co-creating with them, so much easier to just get on the same side of the table as they are and be like, how can I make your life better, as opposed to trying to guess. So I really like that concept. All right, Boris,
And
thank
that's
you.
exactly it,
Yeah, good. I'm cool. I'm glad I got some idea of it. We'll make sure we put that link in the show notes page. Boris, appreciate you joining us, sharing your passion, your perspective, your success. I appreciate it. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Boris's show notes page, the links to all the stuff we talked about, the special video I just made for you personally, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff.